This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. A couple of hot teams backstage here at Starcade warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their very own RB5X programmable robot. So, players, you ready?
Yeah.
All set? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Got a couple of good teams here. Nice studio audience. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Now, let's meet our contestants. First of all, your name is?
Derek. I go to El Cristal, and I live in San Bruno, and I like to play baseball and soccer.
That is the longest name I've ever heard in my entire life. You, sir?
Hi, my name's Tom.
And you're Derek's father, I presume?
Father, that's right.
What do you do for a living, Tom?
Well, I'm in the computer business. I'm a branch manager for a company that sells hardware and software.
Well, you ought to be familiar with the way these games work, then.
A little bit.
Let's meet your competition. Your name is?
Tim, I live in Salem, Oregon, and I like to play golf and tennis.
Your name is almost as long as Derek's was. And you are?
I'm Dottie.
I am too sometimes, but... Oh, that's your name. I see. I see. What do you do, Dottie?
I was recently in the clothing business. I'm now going to take some time and play golf and tennis.
Good. I hope you enjoy your semi-retirement, I suppose that is. Welcome to Starcade. Now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their playing ability on today's games. And one team here is going to have the chance to win this fabulous RB5X programmable robot. There it is right there. The little RBX. You guys shake hands and get ready to play Starcade. Over to the podium's teams. Here we go. The handshake's almost as long as their names. Kevin, tell us about the five games we're going to be dealing with today.
Well, Jeff, you know Starcade means video games, and today's lineup includes a true classic along with some new favorites. In the first position today, Bump and Jump, a frantic, bumpy, jumpy run. Next, Popeye, the man himself and all his friends. And in the middle today, Space Invaders, the old favorite, and it's still great. On to Donkey Kong Jr., as Sun tries to free Papa, and finally Tasmania, a beastly press for survival. Jeff?
Okay, teams, those are today's five games. All of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them is a mystery game. You pick that in the first three games, you automatically win a prize. Now, to let our home audience know what the mystery game is, we'll ask Kevin to whisper it to him.
The mystery game is Tasmania.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Now, teams, I'm going to ask you a question. First team to buzz in answers the question, answer correctly, and you pick the first game we'll deal with today. Here's the question. In Burger Time, when Chef Pepper shakes pepper on the hot dogs, they change to what color? A, yes.
Red.
No, sorry. The answer is brown. The two choices were A, yellow, and B, brown. And so the Delks pick the first video game we're going to play. What would you like to play?
Space Invaders.
Dottie says she wants to play Space Invaders, so Kevin will tell us how to play that.
It's the original Space Invaders, where advancing aliens get closer and closer while firing on your laser bases. Fire back using the bases for protection. Every zapped invader scores points, and the most points of all are scored by zapping the saucer. It's a game of invaders from space, an old favorite.
Okay, thank you very much, Kevin. You know, we've had a lot of mother and son and father and son teams here on the show. This is the first time the younger person has let the older person decide what game to play. How come you let your mom decide, Tim?
I don't know.
Well, that's a good reason, I'm sure. Dottie, why'd you pick Space Invaders?
Well, it's probably the only game I know how to play.
All right. I hope that you do well. I'll give you a couple of hints. If the mystery ship comes across the top, you can shoot it, and we don't know how many points you get for that. You get mystery points for it. When the Space Invaders come down and start turning green, you're in a lot of trouble. All right? Let's get ready to play. You'll have 50 seconds. Right over here, Tim, and cheer her on. You ready? Get set. Play. Okay. Get some points. Can't get points unless you shoot. Gotta shoot, Dottie. Good. Look out, look out. There you go. There you go, good. All right, 200 points. 25, 26 seconds left. Another one coming up. He's over there. There you go. appreciate it. 500 points on her nose. Dottie, you lasted. You didn't get killed off after all.
I know.
Good for you. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, that was good.
All right, head on back. Let's bring down the next team. Come on, Derek and Tom. Now, which one of you is going to play Space Invaders?
I am.
You're going to play for the same reason Dottie is?
Well, yes, that's right.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you the same thing I told her. The mystery ship comes across. If you hit that, you get mystery points. When the invaders start turning green, you're in big trouble. How do you think he's going to do, Derek?
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see what happens. You have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Going good. Look out. Good play. Mystery ship should be showing up any moment. You have another one. You have time. Plenty of time. 17 seconds. Here's that mystery ship. Oh, boy. We've got a close game right here. Tom, nicely done. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game in Starcade in just a moment, so stay with us.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Oh, boy, is that going to be fun for one of these families to have. Well, let's see. Both parents survived the wave of space invaders, and we'll find out what the score is. Walters, you have so far 520. Delks, you have 500. Well, we have a close, close game. Walters in the lead. Of course, there's still another game to be played in this round. And then total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. I have a question for you, if you're ready. Hands on buzzers, and here we go. The bagman runs through mine shafts, picking up A, money bags. Yes, Delks.
Money bags.
Money bags is right. The other choice is gold. Well, you guys know your questions, all right, and your answers. We have four games left, and one of them is a mystery game. What are you going to pick to play?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. Okay, that is the game. It is a tough game, I think, to play, but of course any donkey would know how to play it.
You should know, Jeff, you should know. Mario, beware of Donkey Kong Jr. He's crafty, he's fearless, and out to rescue Papa Kong from your clutches, scoring points as he climbs, avoiding the brigade of snapping jaws, ape-eating birds, and energy pods. Watch out, Mario. The son of Donkey Kong is out to rescue Papa.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. All right, let's see. Dottie, you played the last game, so Tim, you're up this time, right?
Yeah.
How are you, Donkey Kong Jr.?
I'm all right.
Well, my hat's off to you, because I cannot play this game at all. I don't know what's the matter with me in Donkey Kong Jr., but it doesn't work, so I have no hints to give you. I just wish you good luck, okay? All right, here we go. Dottie, you come over here to cheer him on. You have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here comes old Junior now. There you go. Nice jump. Way to go. Look out. That's the way to do that. Boy, you know this game. Grab the vine. Plenty of time. Look out. Nice move. Look out. Whoa. All right. Look at that, will you? Plenty of time left. Let's see if he gets some more points. About 22 seconds left. Looking for another screen? There it is. 15 seconds. Let him go. All right. 6,300. Congratulations. That's a really nice play. Head on back, Tim. You go with him, Dottie. Come on down, Derek and Tom. My gosh, I've seen screens on that I've never seen before in my life. Are you glad you're not playing this one, Tom?
Yeah, I sure am. Derek can do it better than I can.
All right, Derek, how are you at Donkey Kong Jr.?
I'm okay.
Well, let's see if you can do as well as Tim did. You have 50 seconds, and we'll get you ready to get set now, if you will. Tom, over here, please. Derek, all set. Ready? Get set. Play. And here comes Junior now. All right. Gotta jump. Good jump. Whoa, no. Another Junior coming up. Hang in there, Derek. About 30 seconds. Still have time. That's the way to score. Oh, got you again. You have time for one more Junior. May get some more points. About 15 seconds left. Hang in there. All right, Derek and Tom, head on back. 3,200 is the score you got. We're going to add up all the scores now that we have so far. All of you, of course, had a chance to play Space Invaders and Donkey Kong Jr. And now one of these teams is going to play for a very special prize because we're going to total up all the scores and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Walters, you have a total of 3,720. And the Delks, you have 6,800. Tim on Donkey Kong Jr. did it. Come on down here. We'll play the name of the game board. See how well you know your video games? Come on, Tim. You come, too. I don't think Dottie's going to be able to do it all by herself. All right. Just down here, please. Turn around. That's it. And you turn around. There you are. A little more of this. Okay. Now, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a good prize. Does that sound good to you, Tim?
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Dottie?
It sounds wonderful.
All right. One of you's got to go first. Who's going to go first?
She can.
Dottie, you will go first, then Tim, then Dottie, then Tim. All right, turn around, please. Take a look at the screens. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Roundup or Robbie Roto?
Roundup?
No, sorry, one wrong. In the second screen, Tim, is that Berserk or Frenzy?
Frenzy.
Frenzy is right. Okay, number three, is that Pop Flamer or Poppin' Balloons?
Pop Flamer.
Good guess, Dottie, you got it. And Tim, the final one, is this Looking or Eyes?
Eyes.
Eyes is right. You got three out of four. Good for you. Turn around, and Kevin will tell you what prize you're going to get.
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, a metal detector from White's Electronics.
All right. Nice going, Dottie and Tim. You're in the lead, but there is one more round to play, and we'll be back to play the final round and see who's going to get a chance at that robot. We'll be right back.
I've always loved working on computers, and in the Army, that's what.
We're at round two. There's only one game left to play, but before we play that game, Tom, somebody told me besides being in the computer business, you were a songwriter.
That's right, Jeff.
You have a song you'd like to do for us?
I just happen to have it here. Shall I go ahead?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Starcade really makes our day. We like Starcade all the way. Video games are lots of fun, made to play for everyone. Mom and dad and children too, big folks, little folks, and teenagers who want the new technology. Experience is what you see. Oh, 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 Starcade.
All right. Oh, that's terrific. That'll probably be an arcade game in about another 3 weeks. Okay. This is round number two. As I said, only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up the scores in all the games. And the top scorer will get a chance to win the RB5X robot. So, teams, if you're ready, here's your final question. Hands on buzzers. In Graplop, When the ball turns red, you can A, score no points, B, score bonus points. Yes, Delks.
B.
No, sorry, it's A. When the ball's red, you can score no points, and that means the Walters get a chance to pick the game. We have three games left: Tasmania, Popeye, and Bump and Jump, and one of them's a mystery game.
Popeye.
Popeye, he says. No mystery sound. The mystery game was Tasmania. But Popeye's a terrific game, and if you play it well, you get some points. Kevin will tell us how to play it.
Well, blow me down, mates. It's me, Popeye, catching hearts, musical notes, and words of love tossed to me by my sweet olive oil, performing me duty by punching out a few obstacles thrown in me way, and giving Bluto a lickin' after I've had me spinach. Fighting off the sea hag with me friends Sweet Pea and Wimpy putting in an appearance. What a way to spend me day, cause I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I love it. Okay, Tom and Derek, who's going to play Popeye?
Me.
Okay, do you know much about Popeye?
Well, yeah, if you kick the can.
Yeah, well, grab the spinach. Yeah, kick the can is kind of a hide-and-seek game, yeah, but that's okay. I'll give you another little hint, and you all might want to listen to Dottie and Tim. When Popeye opens up, he's on the left side of the screen. Leave him there till Bluto comes over, then wrap him around behind to the other side. Bluto will come back and turn his head around, and you can pop that punching bag and drop the bucket on Bluto's head, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's advice. You don't have to follow it, but it'll do make you some points if you can. Tom, get ready to cheer him on. You have 40 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Good. Whoa! Put down too soon. It's okay. There's a spinach. Got the spinach. You gonna catch him? Look out! Oh, you got another one coming up. Okay, here we go. Look out! $1,260, a little bad luck for you, but let's head on back. Going back there, Derek and Tom, and Tim and Dottie, come up. That's a tough game unless you get them all in the right place. Okay, Tim. Tim will straighten it. You put it where you want her, Tim. Okay, there you go. Who's going to play this game?
Timmy.
Okay, Timmy. You know Popeye pretty well?
Yeah.
You hear the advice I gave to Derek?
Yeah.
You think you're going to follow it?
I don't know.
All right, we'll see what happens. Get ready to play. 40 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here comes Bluto. Catching a couple of hearts. Higher up and catching the more they're worth. A couple of punches there. Good punch. Doing fine. Okay. Punch. Good. Plenty of time. 15 seconds. Good moves. Got the spinach. Drop to the middle. That's the trick. You got Bluto. Good for you. 3,500. Nicely played, Tim. Congratulations. Dottie and Tim go on back. What we're going to do now is total up all the scores and see who's going to get a shot at that old robot there. Well, we've had a good day of play, the father and son team and the mother and son team, and I'm glad to have met all of you here on the show. Now we'll total up the scores and see how we did. The Walters have a grand total of 4,980. The Delks have 10,300. Terrific. You guys are the winners for sure. Congratulations. Walters, I'm glad to have met you. Thanks for the song, Tom. That was really nice.
Sure thing,
nice to meet you. Derek, good luck. We have some nice gifts for you. And the Delks, of course, you have won a very special prize for being our winners of the day. And Kevin will tell us about that.
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Software for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Software from Texas Instruments.
All right, that is yours. Also waiting for in the wings is a robot. If you can do it, we'll find out. We'll see what happens right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And GameLine, the incredible new way to play an endless stream of video games with just one cartridge through your telephone. GameLine, the only way to try new games at home before you buy them, and games are only the beginning. And Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender, two amazing games on one cartridge. Multiple screens and unbelievable graphics, Zonix new cartridges, Spikes Peak and Ghost Manor. Zonix, more fun for the price of one.
Okay, welcome back to Starcade. And now, Tim and Dottie, the chance to win your own robot. There's still two games left unplayed, Tasmania and Bump and Jump. During a commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Tasmania, you'd have to score at least 921 points. If you picked Bump and Jump, you'd have to score at least 1,714 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. And you reached a decision, and you picked?
Tasmania.
Tasmania. Okay, that means if you score 921 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, RB5X the Robot. So while Kevin tells us about Tasmania, we'll go over and get ready to play.
You're just a little Tasmanian devil, zapping everything in sight so you can have the game all to yourself. But as time runs out, the walls close in and defeat could be a crushing experience. But while you can zap and run, if an escape exit comes, take it for even bigger rewards. It's Tasmania.
Okay, you need to get 921 points or more in 30 seconds, and you're going to play it, right, Dottie?
Oh, no.
Look at Tim's face when I said that. I know you want to play it, Tim, right?
Yeah.
All right, my friend. 30 seconds to get 921 points or more, and the robot is yours. You ready?
Yep.
Get set, play. Keep on shooting, don't get killed. Wait, oops, sorry, you have another one coming up. Need 921 points. 20 seconds to go. Look out. Look out. Oh. Good. You got him. 14 seconds. Keep going. Look out. Look out. Oh. Get him if you can. Walls are closing in. Oh, no. Not quite. 750 is what you got. You needed 921. Valiant try, though, Tim. Congratulations to you, Dottie, to you, too. You've both been good players. You have some nice prizes here in Starcade. It's been nice meeting you. I hope you had a good time.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.